Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We'll tell you all about it.
Plus, Amy Robach and TJ Holmes are getting sweaty together again, but this time it's different. We'll explain.
Oh, welcome to Dish Nation! Yay! Yes, and back, honey, to Kiki with us, honey, is entertainment journalist Miss Melissa Knowles. So, Melissa, kick it off.
Oh, here we go. Okay, thank you, Gary. Okay, I hope you're ready for this. It's time for a Dish Baby Report! Oh, I love that. So let's get to it. Okay, first up, you got Lindsay Lohan. She is expecting her first child with her husband, Bader Shama. She posted a pic to her IG of a onesie with the words, coming soon. And she said, we are blessed and excited. I bet you are. She's been through it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
They should name this baby Miracle.
Right. Yeah, right. Miracle Drop.
Honestly, I feel like Lindsay's going to be a great mother. I really, truly do. People who've gone through it and came out the other side and kept it together on the other side, I feel like they have the most life experience.
And whose parents have been, like, kind of yucky to them.
Right.
They know how they don't want to be to their kids.
And she seems to be flying kind of, like, you know, level these last couple of years. So I think she probably got that wild streak up out of her, and she's ready to settle down and do that parenting thing. She's going to rock out.
Bless her. So I wonder if baby going to speak English or is she going to speak London? Didn't she change her?
Speak London.
Well, no, she was living in Dubai.
London?
By the way, London is English, by the way.
Well, anyway, y'all, all right, honey, keeping the baby train bumping along, honey. Dancehall Queen Spice is expecting a bundle of joy as well. Aww. Now, she dropped this pic all decked out in blue, and she said, God has been so good to me. And she included, honey, 3 little blue heart emojis. Emojis.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? 3?
That means she's having a boy, child. She needs to stop.
Or 3 of them.
Because you know she loves blue, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of her thing, too. Right?
Yeah. Or either she having triplets.
Yeah, you she know, having
what a difference a couple months made. Because I remember the internet was trying to say she was, like, missing or dead, you know, a couple months
people
ago.
Love
you know
to
what I'm
do
saying?
That.
Like, yo, I am glad that we're back with good news, and that good news is a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get pregnant and you stay inside and drink water, and people all think you disappeared.
Yeah. And write some more of them dance hall tunes, because she got big tunes for your head top, man. I love Spice.
All right, y'all. The latest uneventful season of The Bachelor is winding down. But last night on The Women Tell All, something interesting finally happened.
Finally.
Georgia Peach Charity Lawson, who was dumped by Bachelor Zach after their hometown date, was named the new Bachelorette, and that makes her the 4th black lead on the show after Rachel Lindsay, Michelle Young, and Tayshia Adams. Check out what happened when she called her mother with the news.
What's wrong?
No, you sound like you're startled. Please, are you okay?
I am.
Okay, listen, Mom.
Come on.
So I just got the news, and I'm going to be the next Bachelorette.
Oh, my God.
My mom would do the same thing. If I'm calling my mom late at night, she is worried.
Yeah.
I know. Anytime after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
What's wrong,
what's
baby?
What's going on?
Where
what's
are you at? Do I need to come get you?
Do I need bail money? Everything okay?
Okay. So would y'all likely watch her as the Bachelorette?
I would watch, like, the first few episodes just to see how her season is unfolding. Can I just give you a little bit of a few words of wisdom?
Please
here,
come on. Please do.
Please. Don't kiss everybody on the mouth. That grosses me out when they make out with this guy and this guy. Because I don't need to kiss you to know if I like you. I don't. I have but to I really do. Like you to kiss you.
I have seen an Abreva commercial or two during the commercial break of The Bachelor, so it's possible.
Abreva.
I just be so disinterested in The Bachelor because it's just like, it seems like there's like four seasons in a year. Like, yeah. Spice things up. Drop a couple chicks in from Batty South. You know what I'm saying? Just to like shake things up in there. You know what I mean? Like, Krishan is now single. Like, throw her in on The Bachelorette.
Well, Celebrity Bachelorette. This week. Next
then
week, she might
be like
not
Flavor
be.
Flav.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, someone else who's found himself standing in front of a bunch of guys is Diplo.
Oh.
You know, because he's a DJ and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Parties.
Absolutely.
So he went on the High Low podcast, one of our favorites, Emily Ratajkowski, and they talked about some of the oral pleasure that he's received and what it all means. Now, I'm not reading this quote, so Tana, man, can you all hold it down? You do a better Diplo than I do.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Headcrack. Here we go. Okay, now, we had to clean up this quote for TV, okay? So Diplo said, and I repeat, on the Diplo said, I'm sure I've gotten oral sex from a guy before. I don't know if it's gay unless you make eye contact while it's happening. I don't want to define that I'm gay, but I'm not gay, which... to me, really sounds like you need to sit with yourself for a little while.
Yeah.
Why?
I would think that if he's into it, he probably is gay. That's what I would think.
Not necessarily. You are what you profess from your mouth.
Well, some people say that everyone is a little bit gay. I actually think there's some truth to that. I would say I'm on the spectrum. I'm happily married to a man, but I would say I'm on the spectrum. I think everybody's on the spectrum.
I think so too, Melissa. I agree.
Okay.
Headcrack is going to disagree with
that. I already know he was going to disagree. My husband would disagree.
I eat hot dogs sideways with a knife and fork. I just
I don't even hold the banana and eat it.
It has to be blended or minced. Yeah,
right. All right, so Jennifer Hudson fans are telling her to run for the hill. Let me tell you why. So J-Hud posted this birthday tribute for her rumored boyfriend, Common, in celebration of his 51st birthday. Now, of course, some fans were excited that Jennifer finally posted her man. But after Common reposted her tribute with a dry... thank you. Other fans urge the EGOT winner to not date the emotionally unavailable rapper. That's according to them. And the fans were brutal. Some people were saying she will only become a piece in his jigsaw puzzle. She can do better than him. All right, talk about brutal with that one. You guys think that maybe Jennifer should listen to her fans?
No,
here?
Like maybe Common's one of those dudes who doesn't necessarily emote or profess his love publicly well.
Yeah, come on.
Some
now.
People are like behind the scenes professors of love.
Yes.
If you're get with me behind the damn scenes, you're gonna put me out in the public too, honey.
Not everybody
that part. Not everybody wants to do that.
Well, we ain't put to be together. And if you gotta be shaming me in the daytime, but honey, loving me at night.
Well, that's
in
how the you dark. Feel, Gary. Maybe they don't want to be because they're both public figures. They don't want to be put on front street like that until their relationship is ready and strong enough to fight all of this stuff that people are saying.
Oops, you're not gonna hide me, honey. Look. Sorry, you're not gonna hide me.
Gary is front and center, baby.
That's right, honey. So, Jennifer. I'm talking to you, honey. Don't do it, girl. Don't do it, honey. Don't do it. You got to talk, honey. You got to talk show, Jennifer. You got, honey. I mean, you just got rid of Punk. Okay. I mean, Jennifer, baby, get someone like Tanner.
You know what?
He'll be there for you, honey. He'll cook your clothes. He'll wash
for
you
as soon as
he get home from
work.
That's
going to be a problem.
I like my clothes cooked.
Me too.
I will cook your clothes. Listen, J-Hunt, let me tell you, you ain't had your clothes cooked until I've cooked your clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Want some sock soup?
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to keep the controversial couples dish going. Guys, this story just keeps coming. Uh-oh. Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. They might be the modern-day Bonnie and Clyde. Mm. Word has it that the couple is preparing to be on the run in the New York City Half Marathon.
Nice.
Sources close to the GMA 3 staff have said that it's likely that the two sneaky links will run the race on Sunday incognito, which has to mean masks. Now, last year, Amy and TJ ran together for the first time, and Amy said she got TJ into working up a sweat because he was going through a hard time.
Oh, it was hard, all right. But why they run incognito? Everybody know who they are and what happened.
That part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it's just so people don't try to trip them. You know what I'm saying? Or the exes don't, like, you know, hurl stuff at him while they're trying to run.
Can you imagine if I were one of the exes, I'd be up there with a super soaker when they come in their wife.
I feel like now they're
What's up now? Brother, you cannot go incognito. We are going to see you.
And he'll have on an Al Roker mask.
Why Al Roker? Roker.
Why did you
That's
bring,
a different network.
Why did you bring good Al Roker's name?
I know good old Al Roker. He's still recovering.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Coming up, Tessa Thompson says she's never had beef with beef. She just wasn't interested. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, Creed 3-star Tessa Thompson is definitely a picky eater, but I think we knew that. In a recent interview, she admitted that she's never had a hamburger in her life. Wow. And she only just recently tried an egg. She also stated that she's not a vegetarian. Rather, she eats other things. She just never had a hamburger.
What? Just like what I'm wearing, I'm going to call cap on that. Like, I don't understand how you can go your whole life not be a vegetarian and not have a hamburger. What did you do on Burger Day at school?
Is she American?
She is, yeah.
And she never had egg as much as many things as eggs in. Come on now.
Yeah, come on.
Gary, is there anything that you could think of that you've never tried?
Yeah.
What is it?
Sex with women.
Oh, okay. I was talking about food, but women are also edible, so that's fine. Yeah. Next. Anything you guys refuse to eat?
No matter how you like saute it, slice it, dice it, liver is trash, and I don't understand.
Don't say that.
Liver and onions is
grits, we ate that every Saturday. My mama made liver and grits because she didn't cook, so she had that liver and grits with onions.
Man, I remember all the times, my mom would make liver and I thought it was steak, and you go there like to eat it with that steak energy, and you'd be like, yo, why does this taste like hatred?
And why is it so soft?
Why does it taste like hatred?
But liver and onions, our grandmothers used to make that. Yeah. We ate everything as children.
Okay.
You ate what they put in front of you and did not complain, or you waited till the next meal.
Thank you.
Deliver me from liver. But the things that go on behind the scenes in the entertainment industry make some interesting stories pop off. Now, during a recent interview on the Drew Barrymore show, Damson Idris opened up about his early Snowfall edition and recalled the interesting task that the late John Singleton, who created the show, gave him in order to get the role of Franklin Saint. Check it out.
By audition number 8, Singleton took me to South Central, opened a car door, and said, if you survive, you've got the role.
Probably dropped him off in a decent part of South Central, I'm sure, honey. Okay, I mean, if he survived, I'm sure that's the way it went.
I mean, there's decent parts out there, but, like, I mean, that speaks volumes on how good of an actor Damson Idris is.
Yes.
Like, anybody who's watched any episode of Snowfall, and then when you find out, he's British?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What?
Like, yo, my mind be blown.
That's what we did about Idris, too. Gary, do you think you can survive in the hood?
Girl, which one?
The hood.
The hood. Yeah, I think a lot of people protect me, though, you know, because I'd be the little damsel in distress. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all, I'm so scared. Come on, y'all, let's help him out.
That was good.
Good strategy.
You got to figure it out one way or another.
Okay. Survive by any means necessary.
But y'all never had to do the casting couch, Brad? Never, nothing?
You know what? Years ago, I did Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I had to sing I'm Wishing on a Star.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, and I was so embarrassed because I was like, y'all got a rapper singing. She had turned me from evil to good.
Yeah.
So I had to be like, wishing on a star. Like, it was crazy. So yeah. Well, y'all, it's good to be Meg Thee Stallion right now. Let me tell you why. She admitted in a recent interview that she was looking for a way to get into that Renaissance tour, like many of us are. And luckily for her, all she had to do, child, was pick up the phone and call Queen B directly herself and get the hookup.
So now, Melissa, dear honey, your last name is Nelson. Aren't you related to them? I mean, can you get us some tickets?
I would love to help y'all. I will say, my husband secured 2 floor seats for me, so I will be going to see Queen B. Right here at ATL.
We don't care about you.
Melissa, you did not have to drop that flex on us with floor seats.
I'm very excited.
So Beyonce gave y'all tickets? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, my cousin. No, she didn't give us the tickets. He paid full price, I'm sure.
Brad, have you ever needed to get tickets to something and hit up Mariah? Or I would just imagine you already have them, but.
Yeah, I call her all the time. Anytime she's anywhere and I want to be there, I'm like, yo, put me on the list. I'm coming. Get mad at the back door and get took in. And Beyonce's coming, and I was like, yo, JD, what's up? Because JD never pays for tickets, Jermaine Dupri. I was like, I'm going with you, right? And Janet's coming. Who you think going with him? Me and Judy.
Up next, Paris Hilton kept a big secret from her mom, but she knew how to make it up to her in a big way. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Fellas, if you broke, that's okay. You can still snag you a supermodel.
Okay.
Ah, so former Bachelorette contestant Tyler Cameron revealed he was hella poor when he dated supermodel Gigi Hadid in 2019. But how broke was he is the shocker. Y'all listen to this.
I got $5,000 in my bank account. Don't know what my next job is, and I'm dating Gigi Hadid. What was that like?
Not even $5,000. I had like $200. You know what I mean? I mean, I'd be going on dates. You know, this is like my early days in New York City. I'm living on Matt's beanbag.
Damn! He wasn't broke. He was broke, hey, darling. That's the bougie broke because he was still in the right circle.
Okay, y'all. So do y'all think, honey, that Gigi knew Tyler was broke, honey? Now, he was sleeping on a friend's beanbag.
Wow.
During that time now.
She knew. She's already a model. She's already wealthy. When you've got that. Plus, the other thing is, like, Tyler Cameron's above 6 feet tall, and women let men get away with this stuff when
it's
they're
also
that
true.
Tall.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Really?
He's strikingly handsome.
Proper drop of the hammer will allow you to get away with some.
Sure. But that's love, though. I mean, when the person do that, it's love. But, you know, like to what you were saying earlier, though, here, I think sometimes if the hammer is put down, hard, I mean, it changes your mind.
Yeah. Broke people have sex like their life and livelihood depend on it.
It might. Tyler Cameron's might have. If he's sleeping on a beanbag.
I once dated a chick whose mattress is on the floor. Let me tell you.
Everybody has to bring something to the table. And if I'm bringing the credit card to pay for all of the meals at the table.
So you don't bring the hammer?
No, I bring the hammer, yeah, of course.
And well, I niche. Want a chainsaw. Yeah.
You want to be cutting that?
Jesus, help us, Lord.
Well, we've heard about a push gift for new mothers, but never a hush gift from the family.
What?
So Paris Hilton gifted her mom, Kathy, a new Chanel bag after keeping her baby boy, Phoenix, a secret because she thought maybe mom won't be so upset if she gave her a luxury handbag, right?
Okay.
Well, turns out she was right because when Kathy finally got the chance to meet her grandson, she completely melted and started to cry. So it worked. You know, babies always work on people. You know, you take a tense situation, bring a baby in it, it's going to make it tenser, but it's going to calm everybody out for a second.
Melissa, your mom, how long did you wait to tell your friends and family?
I kept it to myself, and then I unveiled it on live television.
Oh, there you go.
I wore a very fitted dress, and I was like, boom! What's this?
That's what Brad did to us.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Okay, Brad, would you be brave enough to do what Paris Hilton did to her mom? Would you do that?
Yes, I did that to my mom.
You did it?
Yes. I can't tell you all about it yet. You gotta watch it on Brett Loves Judy.
Okay,
it comes on April 21st.
Oh.
But I surprised everybody. And people didn't know. Like, my mom was with me in the house and still didn't know.
Wow.
And I saw her that night. She was like, what? I've been around you all this time and you didn't tell me? I was like, oh, my God.
That must have been a hard secret to keep.
It was very hard. I had to wear the biggest clothes, and I had to kind of, like, keep my back.
And mamas look at you, too. They look at you from head to toe.
They do. They'll be like, is your nose getting wide? I'm like, my nose.
All right, up next, y'all. Some people are appalled about Ciara showing off her goodies, but Russell seems just fine with it. We're going to get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, the Oscars after party clearly had an unspoken theme, honey, and it was sheer and naked dresses, okay? And the celebs bared it all. Even the men went sheer. But baby, in the words of Gary, when Ciara and Russell Wilson showed up at the Vanity Fair shindig, baby, CeCe set the internet on fire with her outfit showing off her goodies. Some people online were saying her outfit was inappropriate for a married woman with kids and that she was out here embarrassing Russell in that dang on outfit. What do y'all think? Russell seemed like he fine.
He looked
pleased. Thank you.
I wish I had a woman who could stunt in an outfit like that.
Thank you.
And I feel like the people that were saying this is embarrassing a married woman with kids were probably married women with kids who don't look like this.
Exactly.
They're a little jelly out here.
Exactly. Yeah, she looks amazing.
Yeah. Yes, she does. She is setting the standard, okay? She is the prototype. You do not get to tell married women with kids what they do with their money or their body.
And if anything, this should give them Hayden Heffer's hope that if you go to the gym and watch what you eat, you can get it together and show up showing all types of ass, neck, and body.
Yes. So Ciara challenge and go get that sheer dress.
Hello? See how you looking?
It really makes me wish I was at the Vanity Fair party, but I would be like...
Fair party.
My Penity Fair.
The Penity Fair.
The
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.